different.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with one minute rhymes that don't come out right? Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Hey, we are back. Soul Tape Live. Coming to you every Saturday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it. We are having a ball in here. And all you listeners, again, thank you very much for tuning in the house. I guess in my front left, JT, James Taylor, back for the fourth week. Also, former Pitt defensive back, Reggie Mitchell. And our big-time producer, Trevin A. Jones, and I had to pull in one of his teammates from Urban Media Today Talk Sports.
I don't know him.
You don't know him?
And I have absolutely no idea who that is. I'll tell you,
Ray,
man.
Ray Porter. And is it Ray Porter Jr.?
I mean, sure.
Ray.
I mean, that's what the birth certificate says, but you don't have to always call me Jr. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now Ray.
Yes, sir.
You know there's a reason I pulled you in, man. You know, I just happened to be out there on UrbanMediaToday.com, and you have a little article out there just plastered all over the place. And people, if you haven't had a chance to read that, it's a very good read.
Well, thank
Please
you,
go
sir.
On to UrbanMediaToday.com and check out what my boy Ray actually had to say about Le'Veon Bell
This
trade deadline that's coming up.
Oh, yes.
Fill us in, man.
Well, to be honest, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
You know, with
I read it.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, the whole thing with me is I've taken a look at Bell for the past couple years, and, you know, I can respect a man for making the decision. I mean, Pittsburgh did offer him, what, 3 deals in the past 2 years. And I can even respect what he did last year. Now, see, I'm old school. You know, I think still show up for camp, still show up for OTAs. Kind of like, you know what I compare it to? I compare it to Barry Bonds in his final season in Pittsburgh. You remember how he was? He wasn't a happy man. He made it plain that he was leaving. Obviously,
was he ever happy?
No. He's changed now, though. That's a miracle. Mm. But the issue was, and I know they didn't have things in the CBA like they do now.
Right.
But they worked out deals to give him a one-year deal. It was a 92-one-year deal, which was more than anybody. And they said, okay, we know you're going to test the market, but just let's see what we can do with you. And they came within and out of the World Series. So,
but at the same time, Ray,
mm-hmm.
you have to look from this man's point of view. So what happens if he comes to OTAs or comes to training camp and he doesn't have a contract?
Yeah, I mean, well, and I guess – the whole thing was, that's why they slapped the tag on him with the goal of trying to work it out. And try to work out through July, 15th, to try to see if they can get a deal. And they had a couple deals on the table. And you know,
but there was no guaranteed money.
Well, the second one, the 3-year, $47 million one, that was about $20 million guaranteed.
Well, they said,
but hold on. Gurley received like $30
million. $31
million. But here's the question with his, though. And, you know, I salute the Rams because, you know, what a team. I mean, I salute them for doing that. But they also extended it from his rookie deal, so it didn't going to kick in until 2 years from now.
So the guarantee was even more.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand that.
Reggie, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mitchell.
No, I want to say two things, man, because if you just look at the landscape right now, number one, look at Earl Thomas's situation. He was in negotiations as well. He comes back. He's old school, like you said, shows up, goes to a game, gets hurt. He's done for the season, right? Okay, that's one. And then looking at it from a different perspective, Le'Veon's not just doing this for himself, you know? Le'Veon's trying to set the market for every single running back that comes after him so that they don't have to fight for this money like he is right now. So I say get your money, man, at the end of the day.
And the one thing I brought up, too, is, like I said, and Earl Thomas, wonderful, wonderful example. But we were talking before the show came on. The one thing I used as an example was look at Earl Campbell.
Yeah, and he only played 7 years.
He walked no more.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a risk playing in the NFL.
You know what you sign up for.
Like, yeah, and you have to be smart about it.
Yeah,
okay,
I believe that too. Yeah.
I agree with everything that Le'Veon Bell is doing, with the exception of communicating.
That's my issue.
Right. Communicating his intent on coming back. Because he doesn't lose any leverage in the process.
No, doesn't matter.
And he should want to communicate his intent on coming back, because when he talks about, I want to play this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to win a title with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, you need to let the Pittsburgh Steelers know what your intent is. That way they could prepare accordingly.
And that's where I was at. I mean, my whole issue is his antics, in my opinion, are getting old.
Okay.
The article was a great read, but one thing I didn't understand is you said trade for Peterson?
Well, no, that was the second piece, part two.
That's the second part.
Yeah, okay. Part two was just the fact that apparently the Cardinals are having a fire sale.
Yeah.
And I'm saying if Pittsburgh is smart, because there's going to be some teams, if they really are dangling Peterson out, there's going to be teams that jump at him.
Well, yeah. The way the headline or your story looked is like trade Le'Veon for
And that's where Peterson. I put the semicolon. I see what you mean. Yeah.
But or I guess, Kev, you want to talk about that too.
Exactly. And Ray brought it up. The Arizona Cardinals feel as though it's rumored that they feel that they need to rebuild. And you know, that's one of the reasons that they started their quarterback as well, Josh Rosen. Okay, because they're transitioning to a rebuild mode. Therefore, they don't need some of their, you know, experienced players like maybe a Larry Fitzgerald. Oh, goodness. Or
it'd be nice to get him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I could actually, you know, see Larry in a role here for sure. I could
definitely see him a role here.
And also, we talked about Peterson, Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
You asked about Larry Fitzgerald in the Steelers uniform?
Right. I don't – I mean, I think the Steelers receiving core is fine where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you add somebody to the mix like a – that's why they didn't sign Dez Bryant.
He's not
match for the Steelers from a locker room aspect.
And it's interesting how he's still out there, too.
Well, he's been offered deals, but he just still. I just don't – I mean, I think the Steelers, where they're at right now, the ball distribution, the way it's going, Larry Fitzgerald on the team would slow it down a little
bit.
Not at all. Yeah.
Did you know who was on the field –
I think he would just make him better, man.
Justin Hunter.
Right. Played Tennessee, I know, yeah.
So from one 11 to another, huh?
Hunter came in to relieve somebody for a minute here, a minute there. Look, you have Juju, you have Antonio Brown, Vance McDonald, and then you got the young boy now that you're Washington. Trying to bring up. Yeah, James Washington.
Yeah, but the thing
you played against him, I think he tore his pit for about 2 weeks.
Well, we don't
want to
talk about that game.
I was there for that game, and that's when I seen Rudolph and I seen Washington, so I know. Yeah.
But, JT, the thing about it is it'll be a win-win proposition again, because Larry Fitzgerald would be a possession type of receiver.
And that's where I'm at, possession.
Okay, a third-down receiver that knows what to do, you know.
Man, there's a lot of third-down receivers that know what to do in the NFL.
Hear me out.
His veteran presence, too.
When it's time, just like the Cincinnati game, when the defense says, I'm going to blitz, Larry Fitzgerald knows exactly where to go at the right time to catch that ball for a first down or a touchdown. That's why the Steelers could use a Larry Fitzgerald at this point in his career.
I make the difference, but anyway, it's an opinionated show, right?
It's a lot of fun, man. That's what it's about.
Exactly. I mean, the debates are great, but I just think.
So we disagree on that. What about Peterson?
What did I say earlier? I said, if you were the Pittsburgh Steelers and you were on draft day, and Peterson comes up and he's available,
I mean,
you don't let nobody like that go.
Right.
So that would just be like us getting the first round pick. And now he's coming into the prime of his career.
At cornerback, right? Patrick Peterson.
Yes.
And we would sit who down?
You take your pick.
Artie Burns,
Take your pick.
I mean, just the other side of the field. Sit them all down.
Yeah, because Hayden is balling. Now, back to you, Ray, with the article.
Yes. Those two.
I know you were in favor of doing a
– Yeah.
What does Arizona want for Patrick Peterson.
Again, this is going back to the whole rumor thing. Supposedly, all they want is a first-round pick. Now, I think it's hard to believe that that's all they want, unless they're doing a salary dump. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you figure he's he hits the salary cap is like 11.7 this year, 11 right, million, right. And the next year is like 12.2, I think.
Okay. Right.
So,
and it'll work out.
And the Steelers are $8 million. What are the $8 million under the cap right now?
Well, they
now,
were $5 million with that $14.5 million deal.
Right. With
for Bell.
The tag. Yeah.
They were $5 million under, but since he didn't play half the season, that opens up now.
Yeah. What I read yesterday. In the Friday
yesterday,
sports
Friday?
Section, yeah, Friday sports section of I think it was the Tribune Review. It said that the Steelers had $9 million.
Are we getting a sponsorship or something from Tribune Review? Just say from a local.
Oh
group.
Yeah, from you know like. for the people that may want to read it, but anyway, it said that the Steelers had $9 million cap space.
Really? Okay, so $9 million in cap space.
So they could afford him.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, and you know what really. And what I also put in an article is, because a lot of times people think that Pittsburgh is still stuck in time. Now, we know the 80s Steelers wouldn't have done anything like that, but there's no free agency back then. But, I mean, for them to be as bold as they did last year to get Hayden, that still surprised me. I was in work talking and hearing them talk about it. I got out of work, and they said it was done. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is on the field.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, let's do this. I'm going to transition real quick because, like I said at the beginning of the show, we have a lot to talk about, and I want Reggie's opinion, being a Pitt guy.
Yes.
A former Pitt player on some of these other items I have. And you, Reggie, you have like 30 seconds for.
and tell them to return 30, them colors, man.
30 seconds for each one. Okay, we're going to run through these. Pitt versus Notre Dame, your impression of that game?
Heartbreaker, man. They played real well. Played their butts off, man. I just came up short.
Now, were you part of the team the last time Pitt beat Notre Dame in Notre Dame?
Well, that was the year I set out, but okay. I was on the team, I guess.
Got it. Pitt's quarterback situation.
Whew. It's tough, man. They got some young dudes in there, you know. Kenny's, what, a sophomore now? He just, you know, it takes time and experience to get going.
Okay. Well, I'm known not to be politically correct. I think we need a real quarterback. I don't think he's a real quarterback.
Well, everybody, you know, they – named him the savior when he beat Miami at Miami last year. But, you know, that was just an isolated situation. But now that you're into the season and you're playing these different
conference foes. I mean, against Notre Dame, we were afraid to throw downfield. And when you have a real quarterback, you'll be able to throw downfield. So that's something that needs to be corrected. So
do you think they were afraid to throw downfield or they just – Didn't have nobody to throw it down the field.
It's not part of the offense right now.
Yeah, right.
Run-based offense.
And when you have a quarterback, it is part of the offense.
But the thing that kept them in that game was the defense. Defense played lights out.
They did. Yeah. They did. Now, the team overall, what do you think?
I think they're making progress. It's still not where we want it to be. But, you know, it's kind of hard because every single year in the beginning of the season, you hear, all right, this is a rebuilding year. But – you know, at some point we gotta start putting points on the board and winning. Okay. You know,
so Pitt is what 3-3 overall right now. I believe so. And
yeah.
In the conference, 2-0 maybe something like that.
Beat Syracuse and who else?
Or 2-1. We'll find that out. But what about the projections for the rest of the season? What do you see?
Take it one game at a time, man. You got to. You can't look ahead. You know, you gotta focus. Get some rest.
A winning season? Can I get a winning season in a bowl game?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Cool.
Duke is very winnable, and so is Virginia. They're not.
They got a bye week right now, so they're relaxing, getting healthy again. Take care of Duke. You know, and then just take it game by game after that, man.
Got it. So 2-1 in the conference, I believe. All right. So we got that confirmed. And also, your opinion on the head coach, Pat Narduzzi.
Coach Dews, man.
Coach Dews.
He's wild.
Is he the right person?
He's ball.
I don't care how wild he is. We need wins, man.
Hey, man, I don't got no response for whether he's the right guy or not. He's the guy there right now.
But you like him.
Yeah.
You like him. Good coach. He's a good dude.
Good coach. You know, we just sometimes you have a couple bad scenes. Yeah. You
got to turn it on. I think he's the right guy. Yeah. I really do. Sometimes you have to go through growing pains, and it wasn't like he came in.
How many years of growing pains do you get?
Well, he only had one losing season, I believe, which was last year. Okay.
But so, still, I mean, he really hasn't, I mean, won the big one, or, you know, I mean, well, he did win the big one with Clemson. But, again, we know those are the players on the field that played ball. But I believe, like, against Notre Dame, I believe he got outcoached.
Okay. So we're coming up under 5 minutes. We have to go back to our NFL picks for the week. But before we do that, we need to talk about this game coming up tonight. The King in L.A. Oh, yeah. And we can only spend like a minute on it. But
that's all you need.
That's
all you need.
The grand opening.
Like I said, you know my feelings about LeBron James.
Hater.
I could be a hater, but at the same time,
big hater.
I just think this era of guys have made the NBA look bad.
Okay,
just with the way they're doing things, and
we'll have to talk about that at another time, because we're going to get to our NFL weekly picks. And just for the record, last week I went 13-2.
12-2.
13-2.
Ain't there 16 teams in the NFL?
Okay, well, I mean, 12 and two. Maybe I'm counting too many wins.
He's trying to jump up ahead of me by one extra game.
You're part of this league, too. I am. 10 wins.
Oh, yes, I did.
I beat both of you.
I had 12, but well, I beat Ray.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You did. You beat me.
All right, so we're going to run through the ones for the week. Week 7.
So I could pass you up.
Week 7 of the NFL. Tennessee and San Diego. I mean, L.A., maybe?
Los Angeles. I'm taking the Chargers.
Me too. Buffalo and Indianapolis.
I see the Colts get their second win.
Looking at my page again, man. I'm taking the Colts too. All right, New England and Chicago. Matt. What is Matt going to do, man?
Well, you know what? As crazy as this may sound, I'm going with the Bears at home.
Woo! Okay, New England, man. Got to go with New England. The next game, your team, your second team, Cleveland against Tampa Bay.
Cleveland's disappointing me, man. You're probably going to take the Buccaneers, so I'm going to go with the Buccaneers, too.
Okay, you're right. Detroit, Miami.
Miami.
Detroit for me. Minnesota and the New York Jets. You got Bradford over there, man. You're hesitating too much.
I'm gonna go with the Vikings.
I'm going Minnesota too. Carolina and Philly.
Philadelphia. They got the rhythm back.
I'm going with Philly as well. Houston and Jacksonville. What's going on with Jacksonville's defense, man?
The same thing that's going on with Houston's offense. They're bad.
So who do you like?
Jacksonville.
I'm going with Houston. DeSean
can't throw the ball out of his way.
That'd be another loss for you. New Orleans and Baltimore.
Ooh. Get the popcorn, baby. Let's sit on the couch. This is going to be a Donnybrook, but I'm going with the New Orleans Saints.
I agree. Dallas and the Redskins. What's up with the Cowgirls, man?
You know, they're doing okay, but Redskins seem to be unstoppable at home, so I'm going with the Redskins.
I'm going with the Cowgirls. All right. L.A. Rams and San Fran.
Rams.
Got you. Same here. Cincinnati and Kansas City.
Man, Patrick Mahomes might have 15 touchdowns in this game.
Uh-oh.
I'm going
with
the Kansas City Chiefs.
It'll be good for the Steelers too, right? I'm going KC also. And the Monday night game, your New York Giants with Odell Beckham against Atlanta.
And Julio Jones.
And Julio, well, he's not even catching passes.
He had 10 receptions last week.
Okay. All right, who do you like?
Only for 98 yards, 124, but I like the Atlanta Falcons at home.
All right, I like Atlanta as well. No Pittsburgh game this week, so we get to sit back and just enjoy. So
I want to see that Saints game and the Ravens, and I hope they knock the Ravens' heads up. I hope they knock them upside the head.
Because
I think the Ravens are a little cocky right now, don't you?
Yeah, after one game. They just got beat by the Browns, and now everyone thinks they have the premier defense in the league, which I disagree with. So I think time will just tell, you know, regarding that as well. So for less than 1 minute.
I think I'm gonna get you this week
for the week. You think?
Yeah.
I'm glad you had that thought. You know, I don't
that Bears that Bears game, that victory to Bears.
I don't want you to go down easy, man. But JT, it's been great having you back again.
Oh man, I love it.
Reggie Mitchell, don't be a stranger, man. We need to have you in again.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hopefully you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, man, I had a good time. I'll definitely come back.
And Ray, I know we pulled you off the sidelines, man, but, you know, thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And good article, man.
I appreciate it.
Enjoyed to read.
Thank you.
All right. And all of the listeners, again, thanks very much. We come to you every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., and we'll see you next week.
It's Soul Jake, brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.